The following is a Pro Football Network podcast, the primary voice for pro football at ProFootballNetwork.com.
Kyle Yates here with Pro Football Network on Radio Row leading into Super Bowl 58 here, joined by Justin Pugh. Justin, thanks so much for taking the time out, man.
Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. So one of the things that I wanted to ask you, pulling from your experience in the NFL, is we got so many young quarterbacks entering into the NFL, and they just receive heavy criticism from a lot of the fans that are just sitting on the couch, just do not have an understanding of really what is asked of them. You've had the privilege of playing with guys like Eli Manning, all the way to Kyler Murray, Josh Rosen, and Sam Bradford. So from your perspective, playing in front of them, being the ones to protect them, what is going through their minds, and should we be so quick to judge them and criticize them?
Yeah, I mean, I think it depends on which fan base you're talking about, because some fan bases have more pressure than others. Some will allow you some time to grow. You look at a place like New York with Eli and Daniel Jones, you don't have much time. It's sink or swim right now. You get to Arizona, they're going to give you a little bit more time. The fan base isn't as crazy. I mean, we still have amazing fans in Arizona, but the pressure isn't there like it is in New York. I think a lot of things that these guys are learning is you have to come in and you can't be a one-trick pony. You can't just run. You can't just throw. You have to be able to read a defense, pick up pressures. You have guys like Steve Spagnuolo, obviously, who's coaching in this game, who are drawing up exotic pressures. They even give Tom Brady fits. So if you aren't willing to adjust and work at your game, that's when you will have those failure moments. And a lot of those guys that I mentioned that I play with have all been number one overall pick.
Right.
You look at Eli. I guess he was number one, then traded.
Yeah.
You look at Kyler Murray. You look at all these guys. They've handled the pressure tremendously well and have gone on to have success. And you have to keep evolving with your game, and that's something that some of these young quarterbacks don't. They rely on that one trick, and once the NFL figures it out, they don't evolve, and everyone has your number at that point.
I was excited to sit down and chat with you because we don't get the opportunity to talk offensive line all that much, right? All the focus is on the quarterbacks, the wide receivers, the ones who make the splash plays. But as you look at the NFL right now, and especially on the interior of the offensive line, who is, you say, like, they are at the top of the game right now? Who immediately comes to mind?
Aaron Donald. I mean, he is by far the best player on the defensive side of the ball. Patrick Mahomes now is making a case for overall player, but for the past 10 years, Aaron Donald has been the most dominant defensive lineman potentially ever. Yep. You look at Lawrence Taylor and how he changed the game for left tackles and right tackles getting paid more. As much as I hate going against Aaron Donald, he's probably a reason why I've made some of the money that I have made. I've gone against him since college. So unfortunately, I was just put on planet Earth and had to go against him at Pitt. When he was with the Rams, I signed up to play against him with the Cardinals. He is by far the best deal.
All right, so as you look at on the offensive line, who is a player that stands out to you? Say, like, this is a player that if young players are coming into the NFL, they should resemble their game after.
Yeah, I mean, I'll just keep it to the Super Bowl because we're getting ready to watch, and I'll talk about these two offensive lines. You have Creed Humphreys on the Kansas City Chiefs, young emerging center. He's not young anymore, but young to me, I guess. And then you have Trey Smith, which I think a lot of people have not maybe highlighted as much. I think he had a heart problem when he was coming out of college, and he would have been a first-round pick. So the Chiefs got him for cheap, and he plays bully ball. So obviously I think he's better in the run game than pass, but he's a guy to keep an eye on. He's going to be a free agent this year. I think he goes and gets paid. On the other side, you have Trent Williams, who I think will go down as one of the best, if not the best, left tackles ever play. Would I tell someone to mirror Trent's game? No. I would say Tyron Smith in Dallas is probably the most technically sound left tackle. But Trent can do things that no other lineman can do, and he makes the San Francisco offense go.
Looking ahead to 2024 and beyond, what does the future hold for you, man?
Yeah, I'm taking it one day at a time. I came straight out the couch, love sack couch, when I was, you know, this past season, played for the Giants, got 12 games in, went out to left tackle, which I haven't done in 13 years. I was a little bit lighter, coming off ACL tear. I'm finally fully healthy. I feel great about being in the offense. I want to go back to the Giants, so you know, we'll get to March and we'll figure it out. They had some bigger fish to fry. D-coordinator, you know, what they're going to do in the draft, Saquon Barkley dilemma. So there's a bunch of different things there.
You had that famous moment throughout, I think one of the best moments throughout the 2023 season, which was Justin Pugh straight off the couch. So tell me a little bit more about Lovesack and what you're doing here.
So it's funny because the weekend before, Sunday night, I'm watching the game. I'm on a Lovesack couch. We're at our friend's house, and they had the new Lovesack Sactional. It's a stealth tech where they have the subwoofers in the couch, the speakers in the couch. You literally feel like you're at the game watching it. You know, I have a two golden retrievers. I have a newborn baby. You can pull the covers off these things, watch it. It's like a Lego set. My in-laws, you can create a queen bed out of it. My in-laws are sleeping on it right now. What can't it do? So I'm sitting on the couch. I get a call from the Giants. Hey, we need you to come out. And typically I would go Justin Pugh, Syracuse University. But I really was coming straight off the couch. I hadn't been to Syracuse in 10 years. So I love my Syracuse folks. But it was Justin Pugh straight off the couch. Then 3 plays into the game, our left tackle goes down. I slide out to left tackle, haven't played there in 13 years. Proceed to have 2 false starts, let up 2 sacks. I think the world is going to just, the Giants fans are going to come to my house with pitchforks and try to take me out. End up playing well. We should have won that game. Played left tackle for 3 more games after that and really kickstarted a very entertaining, fun year. And that's where the partnership from Lovesac came. We reached out to them and have had a great partnership since.
That's awesome, man. Well, hey, we are going to be here all week on Radio Row, so make sure to don't go anywhere. PFN Live from Radio Row leading into Super Bowl 58.